Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending the Shire of Merion Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday, the 24th of June, 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I would like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting open at 4. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute making purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all rights in relation to its copyright. Two, record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. The councillors in attendance are myself, Councillor Manning, Councillor Anderson, Councillor Billing, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Vandermeer. The staff in attendance are Mr. Watts, Mrs. Bowen, Mr. Wall, Mrs. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Zenny, Ms. White, Ms. Dale, members of the public. Excuse me, Councillor Anderson. Are there any members of the public? There are no members of the public. We have one apology from Councillor Mark McKenzie. There is no approved leave of absence. Three, public question time, which is nil. Four, disclosure of interest. Councillor Manning declared a proximity interest in item 12.1. Councillor O'Neill declared an impartiality interest in item 19.1. Applications for leave of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? Yes. Nil. Six, petitions and presentations is nil. Seven, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 7.1, ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of May 2025. Attachment 7.1A. Could I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held the 27th of May 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate recording of proceedings.
I have a seconder, Councillor Manning. Councillor Bling, would I say people for the motion? Councillor Manning?
No, thanks.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Item 8, announcements by persons presiding without discussion is nil. Item 9, matters which meeting may be closed to the public. 19.1, endorsement of the lease agreements between the Shire of Merion and the Merion Community Resource Centre Incorporated for the use of premises on lot 200 Barrack Street, Merion. 19.2, disposal of land. 19.3, rateable property assessments A3325, A6070, A1625 and A9307. The rider for rate and service charges. 10, receipt of meetings. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen regarding the receipt of meetings? Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council 1 received the minutes of the Webelt North Regional Road Group Caliburn subgroup meeting held 7th March 2025. 2, received the minutes of the Central East Accommodation and Care Alliance Inc. Management Committee meeting held 9th May 2025. 3, received the minutes of the Caliburn Sub-Regional Road Group meeting held 11th June 2025. And 4, received the minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held 13th June 2025.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Vandermeer, do you want to speak for the motion?
No, thank
Councillor
you.
Councillor O'Neill, is anyone speaking against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 11, recommendations from committee meetings for council consideration is nil. Item 12, office report development services. 12.1, application for development approval, lot 12, Avatar Road, Merion, distribution level battery energy storage system, DBESS. Councillor Manning has declared a proximity interest item and left the chambers at 4:04 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Zenny, for a very comprehensive item. Would someone like to move the motion?
I move that Council 1, under the provisions of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations 2015, resolves to determine that the proposed development is a use not listed in accordance with Clause 3.4.2 of the Shire of Merion Local Planning Scheme No. 6, and thereby advertise that the development approval application for a period of 14 days in accordance to Clause 64.7A of the deemed provisions. Two, determines that neighbours and agencies will be advised the advertising period and the opportunity to make a submission. These agencies are to include the Department of Environment Regulations, Department of Parks and Wildlife, Western Power, Department of Fire and Emergency Services, and three, authorises the Chief Executive Officer, where there are no adverse comments received during the advertising period, to grant development approval for the proposed distribution level battery energy storage system, DBESS. Development on a portion of Lot 12 Abattoir Road, Meriden, as outlined in Attachment 12.1A, subject to the following conditions and advice notes.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill. Would someone second the motion? Councillor Anderson. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion?
Thank you.
Councillor Anderson. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Councillor is pleased. Councillor Manning, return to the chambers at 4:06. Item 12.2, authorisation to execute the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Scheme number 6, Amendment number 8, Ombudsman Amendment and use of the Shire of Meriden Common Seal. Could we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Anderson.
The Council authorised the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to sign and apply the Shire of Meriden Common Seal to the Shire of Meriden Local Planning Scheme number 6, Amendment number 8, Omnibus Brackets.
Who was second for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Oh, sorry, Councillor Billing. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Hill. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour, show of hands. Carried 6-0. Item 12.3, adoption of the Shire of Meriden Disability Access and Inclusion Plan, the DAIP, 2025 to 2030. Can we have an officer move the motion on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 adopts the Shire of Meriden 2025 to 2030 Disability Access and Inclusion Plan. 2, advertises the adoption of the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan in the Phoenix newspaper. 3, includes a copy of the adopted Disability Access and Inclusion Plan on the Shire of Meriden website. And 4, provides a copy of the adopted Disability Access and Inclusion Plan to the Department of Communities Disability Services Commissioner.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Vandermeer. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 12.4, WPC subdivision application number 201718, proposed amalgamation of lots 12, 32 and 38 Mitchell Street, Meriden. Could we have someone move the motion on the screen? Thank you. Councillor O'Neill.
That Council advises the West Australian Planning Commission that it has no objection to the proposed subdivision application, WIPC number 201718. Resulting in amalgamation of lots 12, 32 and 38 of Mitchell Street, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 12.4A.
We have a seconder for the motion. Councillor Anderson. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion? Oh, sorry, Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Anderson, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour, show of hands. Carried 6-0. 13.0, officer report engineering services is nil. Item 14, officer report corporate community services, 14.1 statement of financial activity, May 2025. Could we have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Anderson.
The Council received the statements of the financial activity and investment report for the period ending 31st of May 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill.
No,
thanks. Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 14.2, list of accounts paid 2025. May. Could someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Manning.
I move that Council receive the schedule of accounts paid during May 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages, as numbered and totalling 829,000, $878.64 from the Merionethshire Council Municipal Bank account and $1,000 from the Merionethshire Council Trust Bank accounts.
Can we have someone second the motion? Councillor Anderson? Councillor Mooney, would you like to speak?
No, thanks.
Councillor Anderson?
Thank you.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 14.3, the annual information statement review. Could we have someone move the motion on the screen? Thanks. Councillor, we don't want to. Okay. Councillor Billing?
That Council 1 note the review of the Shire of Merion information statement 2025-26 as presented in attachment 14.3A in accordance with Part 5 of the Freedom of Information Act 1992. And 2, note the Shire of Merion information statement 2025-26 will be publicised on the Shire of Merion website and forwarded to the Commissioner by the Chief Executive Officer in accordance with Part 5 of the Freedom of Information Act 1992.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor Billing, do you want to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor O'Neill, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 14.4, 2025-26 differential general rates and minimum payment submissions. Could we have someone move the officers? Recommendation on the screen. Councillor Anderson.
The Council notes that no submissions were received regarding the proposed 2025-26 differential general rates for minimum payments and minimum payments.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Anderson, would you like to? Councillor Vandermeer.
No, thank you.
Do we like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion, show of hands. 14.5, annual community funding. Someone like to move the motion on the screen?
Yeah.
Councillor Vandermeer.
The Council provide financial support to the following community project, being cash for the following amount and under the following conditions. St Mary's, St Mary's. Provide support of $10,000. B, acknowledges the support provided by the Shire of Merion in all media material. And C, provides to Council a report upon completion of the program. And 2, endorse an allocation of $10,000 in the draft 2025-26 annual budget.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Anderson? Councillor Vandermeer, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you. Yeah, just a question. Should be more of St. like Mary's School or something like that, or is it just St. Mary's? That's it.
Mary's Primary School.
St. Mary's Primary School.
Mary's School. Mary, that's called, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just put St. Mary's in the application form, so
perfect.
Can amend it to their actual name, I guess.
Yes. Through the chair, to me, the intent is for the school playground, so I think. As Councillor Vandermeer said, we just amend the number one to read St. Mary's Primary School.
Meredith.
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 There's more. Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
Good with that.
Thank you.
Good with that, Councillor Anderson. Okay. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, I'm cool. Thank you.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 15, Office Report Administration, 15.1, Status Report June 2025. Would someone like to move the Office's recommendation? Councillor O'Neill?
No, that Council receives the Status Report and Council Resolutions for June 2025.
Can we have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer? Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Vandermeer? Anyone would like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. 15.2, confirmation of presiding members for council committees. Would someone like to move the officer's recommendation on the screen? Councillor Billing?
Council appoints the presiding members of the following committees as listed. Shire of Merit and Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, presiding member, Councillor McKenzie. Eric Hines Scholarship Committee, presiding member, Councillor Billing. Shire of Merit and Local Emergency Management Committee, presiding member, Councillor Vandermeer. And Bushfire Advisory Committee, presiding member, Councillor Vandermeer.
Would someone like to second the motion on the screen? Councillor O'Neill? Councillor Billing, would you like to speak to the motion?
No thanks.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Still making faces at them. Item 15.3, the 2025 Regional Leaders Summit. I'll move this motion that Council 1 approve the attendance of Councillor Renee Manning at the 2025 Regional Leaders Summit, and 2 approve the Chief Executive Officer or other member of the Executive to attend if appropriate. Can we have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Vandermeer? I'd just like to say that I think, one, thank Renee, because the work, I don't think people see the work that she does behind Craig and myself, in this, especially in this space, with along a heap of other things. And I know she wears two hats sometimes, and it's quite frustrating and difficult, but she puts a lot of time, and I think this is, yeah, obviously she's been asked to speak, so it's probably the right fit for her. So, yes. Councillor Vandermeer?
I think.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 16, measures which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 17, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 18, urgent business approved by the person residing or by decision is nil. 19, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Could I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
Councillor, I'll move that Council move behind closed doors and that standing orders be suspended at 4:17 p.m.
We have a second for the motion. Councillor O'Neill. All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. My glasses.
Ask a question. Why wasn't that last one? Why wouldn't Renee have had to, declare interest? Or don't have to. I'm just curious, for that.
So to me, there's no financial benefit that Councillor Manning is receiving.
Okay. So you don't have.
So yep. And again, it's just Council supporting her to go over there. I suppose it's the intent for.
Yeah. Okay.
The benefit for the organisation. So if it was something where she would, this is, I suppose, going well off left field. If something is there something where we were supporting her to go over as a member of, say, or as a staff member of Wheatbelt Development Commission, that to me would then be a financial interest, and then there could be a interest that you'd have to register.
No, I just was curious.
But no, the question had been asked prior to this, so.
And I did mention it to Renee, saying, I think you should go and I think we should pay for you. It was already on her radar, though, obviously, so that's fine. 19.1, Councillor O'Neill. She doesn't have to leave the room.
No, it's an impartiality interest.
No. Endorsement of lease agreements between the Shire of Meriden and the Meriden Community Resource Centre Incorporated for the use of premises on lot 200 Berwick Street, Meriden. Councillor O'Neill has declared an impartiality interest in this item. We have someone move the officer's recommendation on the screen. Councillor Manning.
Move that Council 1 endorses the Shire of Meriden entering into new lease agreements with the Meriden Community and Resource Centre Inc. for the use of premises located at 200 Berwick Street, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 19.1A, and 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to execute the lease agreements as a deed on behalf of the Shire of Meriden.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Manning, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer?
like I say, well done to Peter and me Craig for getting this finally done and finished for us, because it's been a fair bit of work and a long time coming, so well done. That's it.
Would you like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 19.2, disposal of land. Someone like to move the motion on the screen? Councillor Vinny.
I move that Council 1 authorise the Chief Executive Officer to contact both parties who have made an offer to notify them that Council are requesting a sale price of equal to or greater than the current valuation received. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to seek updated offers from both parties to be received within 7 days of the date of contract by the Shire. 3, accept the highest offer received within the timeframe outlined above, noting that if the 2 equal offers are received, that offerer 1's updated offer will be accepted due to them making the initial expression of interest to purchase. 4, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and the Shire President to execute a contract of sale and apply the Shire Mayor Common Seal to the agreed contract, should the prospective purchaser wish to proceed based on the sale price outlined above. And 5, note that if an agreement cannot be reached with either party, the offers will both be declined and the property held for potential future staff.
Thank you, Councillor Minnick. Would someone like to second the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Vinny, would you like to speak for it?
No, I don't have anything to say.
Councillor Vandermeer.
No,
thank you. Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. Item 19.3, Rateable Property Assessment A3325, A6070, A1625 and A9307, write-off of rates and service charges. Would someone like to move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Anderson.
The council write off the balance of rates and charges owing on assessments A3325, A6070, A1625 and A93007, totaling approximately $61,000, dependent on settlement and receival of funds as described within the item, as each property's accounts are finalised.
Can we have a second for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer, would anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 6-0. We'll now read the resolutions that were passed behind closed doors. Item 19.1, endorsement of the lease agreements between the Shire of Meriden and the Meriden Community Resource Centre, Inc. for the use of the premise at lot 200 Berwick Street, Meriden. Councillor Manning moved the motion. Councillor Vandermeer seconded the motion that Council 1 endorses the Shire of Meriden entering into a new lease agreement with the Meriden Community and Resource Centre, Inc. for the use of premises located at lot 200 Berwick Street, Meriden, as outlined in attachment 19.1A, and 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to execute the lease agreements as a deed on behalf of the Shire of Meriden. And it was carried 6-0. Item 19.2, disposal of land. It was moved by Councillor Manning and second Councillor Vandermeer that Council 1 authorised the Chief Executive Officer to contact both parties who have made an offer to notify them that Council are requesting a sale price of equal or greater than the current valuation received. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to seek updated offers from both parties to be received within 7 days of the date of the contract by the Shire. 3, accept the highest offer received within the timeframe outlined above, noting that if 2 equal offers are received, that the offerer 1's updated offer will be accepted due to them making the initial expression of interest to purchase. 4, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and the Shire President to execute a contract of sale and apply the Shire of Meriden Common Seal to the agreed contract, should the prospective purchaser wish to proceed based on the sale price outlined above. And 5, note that if an agreement cannot be reached with either party, the offers will both be declined and the property held for potential future staff housing. And it was carried 6-0. And Item 19.3, Rateable Property Assessments A3325, A6070, A6125 and A9037, write-off of rates and services charges. It was moved by Councillor Anderson and seconded by Councillor Vandermeer that Council write off the balance of rates charges owing on the assessments A3325, A6070, A1625 and A9307, totaling approximately $61,000, depending on settlement receival of funds as described within the item, as each property accounts are finalised, and it was carried 6-0. Item 20, closure. There being no further business, thank you all for coming, and the meeting is closed at 4:26.